Beautiful.
Wow.
Christmas is in the air.
It's a little bit Christmassy.
It's a little bit Christmassy. It's my anxiety.
It's trying to frighten me.
Paul, can I sing?
I think so. Good, that would get us some money. Me Dochi.
What's up, Dochi? Merry Christmas, y'all.
A big shalom. A big Merry Christmas. A big...
Malika Liki Maka is the thing to say. A
bigger Feliz Navidad.
As they say.
As they say. I don't know any other Merry Christmases.
Tis the season.
Tis the season.
I guess it's one.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
And happy...
to all those who celebrate.
Does Jesus die? What's he doing at Christmas?
He died.
Oh, it's his birthday. No, it's birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jeez Louise, mate. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to the Virgin Mary.
No.
For your son.
To the Virgin Mary.
And was she actually a virgin?
Well, look, according to the Bible, yes. According to me personally...
it's a little bit fishy.
It's a bit fishy.
I'll be honest.
I'm thinking like, okay, maybe. And I'm sure people bought your story back then.
Look, I think it's...
A good way to not get in trouble.
I think it's the world's best marketing scheme that's ever existed. She's convinced everyone.
Everyone. At what point was she like, ooh, this lie's gone a bit far?
Probably when the Bible was written. Wait, what came first?
Look, it's hard to say. No, the Bible was written about Jesus, wasn't it? No.
I don't know.
You're the one that went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, but I have a small capacity.
See, I went to a public school, so...
Did you learn about any religion in public school?
No.
None of them?
You're probably wondering what we did with all our free time.
What did you do? Drugs.
People probably threw eggs at the school, drugs.
I got egged the other day in my car.
A couple of general studies, which was just a study period.
What do you mean? You just sat in class and did sweet?
We played dodgeball normally.
Sick.
Shout out to doing nothing in religion studies, I tell you.
So they didn't teach you about any religions? Like, if they didn't do, like, this week we're learning Christian, next week we're learning Buddhism.
We did nothing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I tell you what, not mad about
That's
it.
That's why you're such a bad person, because you have no religion in you.
Well, I'm glad your 12 years of schooling taught you about when Jesus was born, the Virgin Mary, the Bible. It really stuck.
And how to be a good lesbian.
How to be a good lesbian. Maybe Mary was a lesbian.
Well, she might have been. I think anything's possible at this stage.
Anything is possible if you just believe.
Anyway,
we're talking about Christmas today.
Yeah. And, yeah.
As you can probably tell, very excited about it. I love Christmas.
Yep.
Kate used to be a bit of a Grinch, but she's coming around.
I've got a fiddle leaf fig with four ornaments to go on it. No, three ornaments to go on it. So I guess you could say I'm kind of into Christmas.
And have you done Christmas shopping?
No.
No, me neither. I've got a few things, I've got a few knickknacks.
A couple of knickknacks.
And I've got to make the Christmas crack.
Oh, obviously. You know, I'm a slut for Christmas crack.
Christmas crack goes faster than...
prawns in the sun. It's, as the saying goes.
As they say. I tell you, I took it down south last Christmas. It was gone by Christmas Eve night.
Really?
I got down there by Christmas Eve. Afternoon.
Save some for Christmas.
That's what I said. But then there was also lots of rocky road. There's always a rocky road off. Mine's obviously always the best. Don't come to Christmas with dark chocolate. Milk chocolate only. That's what I'm saying. I don't want dark chocolate rocky road.
Okay.
And I don't want real fruit in it.
Oh, God, no. Gag.
So take your sultanas. Save them for the Florentines. I won't be eating them. But up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I thought, before we get into our little Christmas stories, what's something you love about Christmas? What is nostalgically Christmas to you? What's your tradition?
Hot.
Hot, yeah.
Hot weather. The hotter, the more nostalgic, I reckon.
The hotter, get those prawns.
Get that prawns in the sun. We love a little morning champers on the beach. On the beach.
Mimosas with breakfast.
Yeah, 7 a.m. we're on the beach having a drink.
Love it.
I love that shit.
My neighbour's probably been down there for 3 hours already.
Yeah, honestly. 7 a.m. They're coming back then. I love that. I love being in the house with the air con on, cooking. You know?
And the Christmas tunes.
Christmas tunes love are on. It. You've got a pretty frock on, a summer frock.
A summer frock.
And one of those little hat thing that comes in the...
Yeah.
What are they called?
The paper hat.
The paper hat that comes
Christmas
in the...
Christmas crown.
What's this thing
in
called?
In the Christmas cracker.
And the Christmas cracker.
Cracker hat.
It's a cracker. fuck it.
There's always someone who doesn't fit the head.
Yeah. Mine always folds off because I'm a new woman with a little brain.
It's a little tiny. And you know what? That's because they're made for men.
Just like everything else in this world. And that's why I hate Christmas.
That's why I'm going to be with the Christmas cracker companies. I love the lead up to Christmas. It's almost better than Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah.
The swimming at the beach, the hot weather. I like, you know, a Christmas morning at the beach, like swimming, coffee. Afternoon when it's too hot, Christmas movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a little Christmas treaties.
You're full. It's hot. Nothing do but better to do but lay on the couch or even on the floor by leaning on the couch watching a Christmas movie.
Watching a Christmas movie. Absolutely. I think, you know what's funny is when you go away, like we go away for Christmas and we're always like at one spot. But it's like we wake up in the morning, everyone's in their PJs, breaky, blah, blah. We're not going anywhere, but at some point everyone goes and gets stressed.
Yeah.
Puts on the frock and the makeup and the hair.
You get ready.
Comes back out. Same group of people
who
we were all just with. Mm-hmm. Everyone's ready for lunch. And then you just start drinking. Actually, you know what? We start drinking Christmas Eve. We don't really until after Boxing Day.
I want to just point out, and look, I don't know what it is about mums, but mums are always stressed on Christmas.
They're always stressed on Christmas.
My mum, she's always stressed on Christmas, no matter what. She could have literally nothing to do on the day. She's still stressed.
Okay, last Christmas, mum went and visited my sister in France.
Yeah.
So she wasn't here for Christmas. Well, she's still stressed.
She's still stressed.
Okay, so get this. So we had a Christmas chat. It's called Christmas 2024.
Yeah.
And everyone was added to it. And that's where, like, my cousin, like, pops the menu. She just allocates everyone about you're doing a salad, this. Everyone knows what they're doing. It's great.
Yeah.
Very efficient. Then, mum, she wasn't in the chat. She wasn't going to be here. She got so stressed, she made me add her to the chat because she wanted to know what was happening. And I said, mum, you're not even going to be here. She said, I just have to know. So I had to add her in, like, a week leading up to Christmas.
No.
And everyone said, oh, you're going to be? And she said, no, no. But she had to know. She said she was traffic. She could not handle it. I was like, mum, dad and I have got it.
We're good.
Like, dad's like, yeah, I've got what I need. And mum, like, couldn't comprehend that dad could possibly get something sorted without her, like, telling him to get it sorted.
It's the Christmas stress.
It's Christmas stress.
It's unnecessary, I will say. Side note, shout out to all the mums that end up doing the majority of the work. And no hate to dads. There are so many dads that do all of the work.
But mums carry it.
Mums carry it, I feel. Not, again, not in every family, but traditionally, mums carry it. So shout out to the mums that are doing the most.
Actually, shout out to all the ladies in the families, because without the ladies, respectfully, Christmas wouldn't be what it is.
Yeah. My cousin, female, she's organised Christmas for this year.
My cousins, I've got 9 girl cousins and 1 guy cousin, so it's kind of outnumbered. However,
the odds are not in his
favour. Yeah, the odds are not in his great too. But I feel like as a whole, we're just so efficient.
Yeah.
So everyone knows what they're doing in the kitchen. I mean, it's kind of the chief cousin. And she's always been the chief since she was 10.
Yeah.
And like she's like outranked the mums in being the chief.
I love it. That's me.
She's a little bit of you actually. That is me. She's a little bit of you. Actually, quite a lot of you. You probably get along really well. She knows what's going on. You'll be waking up and she's already got croissants in the oven. She's done the fruit platter. She's done this. She's done that. Everyone's like, no.
Oh.
Sister.
The whispering that the mic would have picked up.
Not that it matters, you can say that name, but whatever. So that's on them. I love it. Because I personally, I don't want that role.
Yeah. No, I can handle that.
I like someone telling me what to bring on Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't like having to tell people what to bring.
Yeah, no, I kind of like that responsibility. Mm. But I know for a fact when I'm the mum, I'll be the stressed out mum.
Yeah.
I'll be in a tiz was over literally nothing because they just want it to be perfect.
And the thing is, it is always perfect.
It is.
And that's what I love about my family, right? Everyone has a role and everyone sticks to it and everyone does a really good job.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it when you go somewhere and it's just like one mum doing everything and everyone else being lazy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I love that like everyone's helping.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not making the cheese platter, you're making the cocktails.
Oh, damn.
Last person.
Okay, cocktails.
Yeah.
But
I guess on that, I just got a few little, people's qualms about Christmas and a few Christmas dilemmas.
Hit me.
So I thought we'd have a chat about them. All right, this one.
Wait, should I put some music as we go in?
Yeah, all right.
Go on. I'll do it.
A bit of...
La la la.
That sounds like...
It's quite sad, that song.
That sounds like when Cinderella's cleaning the floors.
That's how I'll feel on Christmas Day too.
Cleaning floors.
Like Cinderella.
Cinderella.
That's what, how the mums feel. Shout out to the mums. Okay, go on, Nick.
Okay. All right. This is called the new girlfriend dog issue. As in, woof woof, dogs. My brother has a new girlfriend. He's known for literally 7 days. He wants to bring her to Christmas lunch. She's allergic to dogs and says she can't be around them. My mum has a 13-year-old dog that never gets locked away and is basically her companion. My brother says mum should put the dog outside to be welcoming to the new girlfriend. Mum refuses. Now he's saying she's being exclusionary and we don't support his new relationship. Is she the asshole?
Okay.
The dog outside.
Bro's got to relax a little bit.
Okay. 7 days.
All I'm saying is...
It's desperado.
It's... All I'm saying is, it's probably the dog's last Christmas. Like, let's be so for real.
Yeah,
right,
the dog's 13.
The dog's, it's the dog's last Christmas. She's got more Christmases to come. There's a hierarchy and you're not at the top, babe.
No.
Especially 7 days. Come on, mate.
Yeah, I wonder if that means like 7 days since they're here official. You can't be demanding rules.
Is she allergic to the dog?
Did it say allergic to
the dog? Or she just hates them? Or she had a fear of them?
Apparently she's allergic. So I guess that does make it a little bit hard. But then Zach's allergic to dogs and I just tell him to take an antihistamine.
But I think if you've only been together a hot minute, like, it's not going to be the end of the world if you miss a Christmas together to keep the mum happy and the dog that's clearly going to die soon. Yeah. I'm just assuming based on age. That's all I'm saying.
And I also feel like if you go into someone else's house as a guest, it's kind of hard to demand.
Yeah.
You can't really be saying certain things.
Sorry, you can probably hear my phone going off in the background. And this is because people don't know that you can respond to an invite, calendar invite, without sending a response through via email. Do you know that? You can say, you can click attending without response, which means it you're attending, but I don't get the response. So shout out everyone and do that.
Oh.
Instead of accepting my 10 billion meeting invites one by one and notifying me and wasting our time.
But yours always notifies me.
Yeah, because I haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Oh. But so everyone else needs to figure it out, teach Kate how to do it, and then we can move on.
It's possible because I do it on my other... I have one computer that I know where the button is and then one that I don't know where the button is. So figure it out and tell me, guys. But don't do it. Don't.
2026 resolution. Stop spamming the emails.
Fucking hell. Okay, so back to Christmas. Look, I think that... I reckon the brother's in the arsehole here. The chick can't help she's allergic.
Yeah.
The mum can't help that's her.
Are you inviting your girlfriend to Christmas that you've been around for 7 days?
Perhaps not, eh?
Unless they maybe, like, don't have family around. Like, yeah. It's always nice.
I think
then you can't be demanding.
I will always throw out a Christmas invite to anyone that doesn't have family around. One time we had this guy who was the consulate representative for Africa or the likes. At our Christmas lunch, remember I met him at work one day, he was here for Christmas, he didn't know anyone, so obviously he came for lunch.
That's nice.
And that's the Christmas spirit.
That is the Christmas spirit. I'd be open to doing that, except we're always down south and tucked away at a farm, so
yeah.
I feel like it would be a bit weird to invite someone to that I don't know.
But yeah, he just came to our intimate family lunch, it was great, he bought a present, he bought a meal, it was excellent.
Love it.
The more the merrier, guys.
The more the merrier, I agree, more the merrier on Christmas. There's always so much food. We literally have so much left over.
Yep.
And we eat it all, but, I mean...
No.
I would, you know, actually, I think that's a tradition. I can't remember what, country that is, but someone's, I think it might be Sweden. Someone's telling me that they always set the table, like a Christmas table with one extra seating. And so if someone finds himself with nowhere to go.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
Or is it for St. Nicholas?
Yeah. All right. Next one. Am I the asshole for refusing to participate in my family's generous giving Secret Santa thing this year? Every year my husband's family does a $100 limit for gifts. This year my sister-in-law decided that Christmas should feel more special and told the whole family she'd be increasing the limit to $300 per person. We pushed back because we're saving, but she said Christmas isn't the time to be stingy. Fast forward to last year. She bought me a $20 candle and told me she forgot the limit, but she thought that the thought matters more. This year she sent around a wish list with items all between $250 and $350. I told her I'd stick to the original $100 limit, and now the whole family's accusing me of ruining the tradition she's trying to build. So no, you're not the asshole.
Oh my god.
$100 is more than enough.
$100. Max.
For a Secret Santa.
Yep.
I think so. We do $100 for one person in our family. Because I don't feel like Christmas is about giving gifts. It's about quality time together, right?
Yeah. I think, also it depends on everyone's financial situation. $100 might be heaps for some people and then might be nothing for others. If maybe you're only buying one gift for one person, maybe you could push it up to $250, but I just think it's unnecessary. I think $100 you can still get a nice gift.
But I feel like the pressure of like...
Yeah.
Of the fact that you have to do it when it really should be a mandated thing present. Like in our family, it's opt-in if you want to get it in a thing.
Oh, no, definitely opt-in for sure. I've opted out of a few this year.
Yeah, same.
Only because I was like, well, I'm not going to be for half of them, like with Zach's family. And it's always fun, but it's also more fun if you're there. Otherwise, I just feel like it seems like a pointless exchange.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I'm not really part of that. Having said that, though, if your Secret Santa limit is $100... That means you have to spend the $100.
Yeah.
Because you can't say limit of $100 means $100 or more to me, not $50.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because if you're spending $100 on someone else and then someone returns and gives you something worth $30, it's kind of like, now you're out.
Yeah.
And not that it's about the money, but I feel like it has to be even. Like everyone's on the same plane.
Yeah, I think like $90 to $90 if you can't. Yeah, get some. Yeah, but then like if you've got $10 left over, get some chuckies.
Yeah. Oh, I try and do that too. But I mean, like within the budget. Yeah. Like, you can't be going like $50.
Nah, fuck that.
Because I just don't think that's fair. But Christmas does bring out a few awkwardness, doesn't it? Especially with like presents and things like that.
Yeah.
I luckily haven't dealt with that. I feel like everyone's always on the same page.
Yeah.
However, I don't know. I feel like. It's more about being together, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Presents are fun, but they're not for everyone.
Hayley's Secret Santa present has arrived, so the one that she's purchased for somebody.
Oh, in your family?
My family, and I don't know who it is, and it's wrapped in the shape of what it is, like the delivery, like it's not in a box.
So you know what it is?
No, I don't know, and it's such a weird shape that I keep picking it up and touching it, trying to figure out what the item is. It's huge. It's a weird shape.
Okay.
It's like... But she was like, do you want me to tell you what it is? Because I keep going on about it. And I'm like, no, like, I'm enjoying trying to figure it out.
Do you know who she's buying
from? No. But I'm guessing based on the weirdness of the shape. I'm like, oh, I reckon it's my brother. Yeah. Based on what the weird shape of it.
Interesting.
Right?
See, I find it funny because we'll be like, oh, we do the Secret Santa online one where it, like, generates.
Yes.
But then, like, say I'll get, like, a brother-in-law that I ask. A sister-in-law, what he was. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's...
Oh, where...
Like, everyone's just kind of asking.
We've
kind of figured it out.
Yeah, yeah. We're super firm on that you have to put in your wish list online of what you want.
Oh, okay.
You have to put it in.
Yeah.
And we stand by that.
I like that.
And then my sister-in-law has been super on top of getting people to check that their links actually work, because sometimes people pop in a link and it's out of stock or it doesn't actually work. And it defeats purpose.
No, I agree. I agree. Makes it too hard. And then I've got to follow you up.
Yeah.
And got to put it in at least 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Says me who hasn't put mine in yet. Sorry. But I feel like I had given Zach ideas.
Yeah. Next.
All right. Christmas is for the kids. My sister has 3 young kids and every Christmas she announces that adults shouldn't expect presents because Christmas is for the kids. She still expects everyone to buy gifts for her kids, not small ones either. Meanwhile, she buys absolutely nothing for the adults, including me and my partner, who don't have kids. This year, we're buying for all the kids, only if we draw names so it's fair. She rolled up and said, we're punishing the children for her financial situation. Am I the arsehole for not wanting to buy the presents for the kids?
Ooh.
I feel like this is really depending on your situation.
Okay. I can see it from the fact that it should be fair. And if you don't have kids, she's not buying for, like, you then. I can see that the fairness of it. I don't like the fact that she expects really expensive gifts.
Yeah, I feel like it's the thought that counts.
But me being an auntie, like, I want to buy my nieces and nephews gifts. Yeah. But my sister-in-laws and brothers would never expect a dollar amount. I think they'd be happy with an op shop gift.
Yeah.
I think they don't even expect a gift either, but I want to get them something.
No, see, you know? I agree. I, like, Zach and I love buying for the nephews. Like,
yeah.
And then, I mean, granted, there's only 2 of them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, and they're babies. Well,
yeah.
Little. So they don't know. You get them bubbles. They don't know what's a dollar. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They have no value of money or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, I enjoy buying for them because it's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe if you had, like, 10 nieces and nephews, like I know my friend does, and she was like, we don't really do presents.
Because yeah, you can't.
Or because they're a little bit older.
Yeah.
She's like, it's just too expensive. Like, yeah. You're spending $50 on every kid. Like, that's a lot of money. So, no, I don't think you're an asshole for not wanting to spend money. I don't know. It depends. Like, how much do you normally do for those kids? Like, are you always doing shit for them and then you're feeling like it's not reciprocated? Like,
yeah.
Are you feeling that, like, do you never want kids? So it's like you feel like they're taking advantage of you.
Mm.
You know, because I feel like people without kids, and not just family, but people without kids, over the years would spend way more on their friends with kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like it's sometimes not always. Like, same with single people. Like, they get all the weddings and engagements and everything like that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, it's not always reciprocated.
And I think also, like, what's your relationship with the kids? Yeah. If you don't see them and then you're expected to give them a gift every Christmas, but you have no connection with them.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Like, for me, I really value my time with my nieces and nephews and love spending time with them. So I want to get them gifts. But I think it's different if you don't really even know them. Or, you know, I think it's the expectation that you get them something. I'd be a bit... Yeah. I think it's the expectation that's the issue for me.
Yeah. Though. I feel like there's probably more issues going on there because I've never, like, felt like to complain about that because I enjoy it.
Same.
But I guess maybe, yeah, it depends on the relationship with your family and like, your money situation, where you're at. Mm. There could be a few different things going on there. But no, I don't think you're the asshole, but I also can see it from your sister's point of view about, like, the kids enjoying Christmas. Because it really is for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Like, the food and the drinks and the socialising is for the adults, but, like, the hype of Santa and, like, presents and stuff.
I love watching them open the presents. So fun. And they get so excited.
And, like, I love, like, putting out, I think, like, my cousins are a little bit, like, they're almost too old. Like, I think the youngest is, like, 6, so she'd be fine. But, like, I think because, like, once the older ones stop believing in it, like, I feel like I stopped believing way earlier than, like, Santa.
What do you mean?
Like, I stopped believing way earlier than, like, maybe my oldest cousins when they were my age.
What do you mean believing in Santa? Santa's real.
I mean, shit. I'll have to call Hayley after and tell her.
Get Hayley to break the news to
Kate
me.
Knows.
I'm sorry, babe. I accidentally told Kate Santa's not real.
Oh, my friend, quick side note, my friend's a teacher, and he was saying that.
Oh, my God, Kitty's arrived.
Kitty.
Live. Coming to you live on the podcast.
Are you welcome.
Hello.
How are we?
Damn,
hello.
Cute outfit.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God, she got heels on. Yeah. Oh, my world. She a worker, girl.
Please continue talking. I really need a wee.
Yes, please.
We don't have long to go anyway, so.
What?
We don't have long.
Oh, okay. I thought you said we don't have one. I was like, do you mean toilet?
Oh, no. You're welcome to use the toilet. Go for it.
Please.
Yeah, so my friend's a teacher, and then he was teaching, I think, it was like year 4. So what's that, 9, 10?
Yep.
Which I feel like is on the border. And someone says something about Santa, and he was like, oh, well, we all know Santa's not real, or something. And then he said, apparently, a few of the kids' faces, like, kind of, like, froze. And then he was like, oh, I mean, oh, and then he had to send, like, a full email out to parents and, like, everything like that. And he felt so bad. And I'm like, yeah, that's a bad mistake to make.
Okay, I have a question. Were your family a family, and I think we might have talked about this before, that all the presents that they got were from Santa, mm-hmm. or did Santa give a few and then the parents gave the rest?
Santa gave a few. And then because we were talking about this the other day, but it was never like the really big things were always from mum and dad.
Yeah.
The small, like Santa used to leave a chocolate stocking on the end of our bed.
Yeah.
And then a few things in a stocking.
Yeah.
So it was like you'd open them before all the parents and everyone woke up. Like,
yeah.
So it's something to open in the morning to tie you over to present time. And then because Hannah and I were so close in age, like, it was usually a joint present from Santa or something fun.
Yeah.
But what about you?
Yeah, I think Santa gave us everything.
Yeah.
And I think there's definitely pros and cons for both. But I don't know. I reckon when I have kids that Santa might do a few because I can see it like if you've got your kid gets a lot from Santa and then they go to school and there's a kid there that didn't get a much because of their parents' financial situation is different, then it looks like Santa has favourites.
Yeah, no, I agree. That can come off a little bit hard sometimes. However, I feel like with Christmas being when it is and school going back in February,
true,
lots of the time they've forgotten.
We've forgotten, we've moved on.
However, I also feel like as a parent, don't you want a bit of credit?
Yeah, I know, right, Sam?
But then I guess, like, you know, it's only, what, 10 years at probably at most, and then your kids realise it was all you anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
are they really going to care?
I don't know. But I used to love unwrapping my presents and then I'd lay them out on my bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd like full set them up.
Yep.
And it was so exciting and so fun. And you're just like...
And then everyone would come over for Christmas and I'd bring them to my room to show them all my gifts.
And then like the things that were, you know, I loved is when your parents would set it up the night before.
Yeah.
So like when you opened it, it was like ready to play with.
Yeah.
And that's a note to all the parents out there, because honestly, screw setting up a whole kids toy on Christmas.
Nah.
Like, I'm not putting together a dollhouse on Christmas. I'm having my margarita.
My
get it all sorted. Let them entertain themselves. Done.
My brother and sister-in-law built a trampoline for their daughter for her birthday. And they were up till like midnight, 1 a.m. making the trampoline. And then she woke up extra early that day. So they had like no sleep by the time her birthday rolled around.
Zach got roped into that at our cousin's house once. We like went over there for dinner and then he was there till like 1 in the morning helping set up the trampoline. So yep, I'm with that.
Great trampoline though.
Great trampoline. All right, let's do maybe one more.
Okay.
Keto cousin kitchen meltdown.
Keto?
Yeah. On December 23rd, my cousin announced she's going keto for health reasons and demanded we change the Christmas menu to be keto friendly.
The whole thing.
This means my grandmother's traditional dishes, which take days to prepare, would all have to be altered or scrapped. The cook, my aunt, said no. Cousin is now threatening not to come and said we're not supporting her journey.
Okay, well...
Don't come.
It's that simple.
Who's making diets on the 23rd of December? That's a New Year's Day problem.
Absolutely.
I'm not worrying about that. Calories don't count at Christmas. Not that I count them anyway, but they don't count at Christmas.
And I'm just going to, again, I don't know this person's situation, but keto is only beneficial for people with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, basically neurodegenerative diseases. Illnesses like that.
Yeah.
In terms of like weight loss, it's not a good way to lose weight. Trust me, I tried it. The weight comes back.
Yeah.
So.
And also, have a bit of fruit. You know what I mean? No one's having just high fat.
Bacon, eggs and cream for breakfast. Yum. Like,
it's pretty easy.
I just don't think that everyone should cater everything entirely to you. For example, when I was vegan, I'm not making everyone only eat vegan. No. I'm going to bring my food for myself, like to share, but enough so that I can have a range of things, three dishes.
Yeah.
But I'm not making everyone else do it.
All the vegan people in my life are really good at that, actually.
For example, Hayley, she's very good at that.
They're all good.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, I'll just bring mine or bring whatever. And then obviously, like, where you can, you make a vegan substitute.
Yeah.
But not always possible.
Yep.
But no, I'm not catering for your keto diet. Sorry.
No, I'm not catering for your keto. I'm not catering for your gluten-free, unfortunately. Unless it's an easy swap, I'm not doing it.
And especially if it's not a choice.
Yeah.
Like if you actually, like, I'm not going to put nuts in a salad if you're allergic to them.
Nah, fuck them. Like, kidding.
I will make, you know, appropriate measures where possible. But if it's just a choice, like going keto, nah.
If it's celiacs, I'm going to do gluten-free. But again.
Okay, time for one more. And I want to read this one because I feel like we kind of spoke about this at the beginning, but it relates. The Christmas kitchen gender war. Every Christmas, the women shop, cook, clean, set up, and pack down. The men eat, drink, and watch the cricket. This year, I said that everyone should pitch in, rotating roles, helping in the kitchen, sharing duties. My comments sparked an argument. The men said I was creating drama, and the women said I was making it awkward. Now I'm wondering if saying nothing would have been easier. No, stick to your guns.
Yeah, absolutely.
This generation, okay, I'm sorry, but it's dying with our grandparents.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Santa Pop. But it is dying with them.
It's done, guys.
I, like, even, like, my parents, like, the men in that, like, they don't really cook, but they're always doing the dishes.
100%. I think in our family, it's always been, like, one person cooks, the other person cleans. Yeah,
same.
That's it.
100%.
That's all it is.
Or, like, if you're just doing basically, it's like, whoever cooks cleans, but you rotate it. But at Christmas time, like we said at the beginning, like, everyone's got a role.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, no one who's just sitting there doing nothing.
You know what my role is? The hot auntie.
Yeah, and that is a very important role.
I take it seriously.
Yeah, I bet you do. But someone's going to do it.
Yeah.
So, hot auntie rocking up with her Rocky Road. Rocking up the Christmas crap.
Cute little dress.
I'm the entertainer. So, like, you guys got the dishes and the food. I'll get the music sorted.
And you tell the stories.
And I'll keep you entertained. You know when you're one of those people and you're standing, like, at the bench, like, my auntie's got this bench and everyone stands on the other side of it. You're not really doing anything.
But you're keeping them entertained.
But you're there because there's not enough room in the kitchen. But yep. I'm here if you need.
Yeah.
So if you need a runner, I'll go get it. Yep. If you need me to go tell someone to get something out of the cool room, I'll go tell them. I'm going to the cool room. But I'll send someone to go.
They have a cool room? Like a fridge?
Oh, well, this is, like, on the farm. So they have a big cool room. But it's
like a big fridge that you can walk into?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like a cool room. But it's like all their, like, meat and stuff for the farm.
My worst fear, getting locked in a cool
room.
That's
why I don't go to the cool room.
Yeah.
I said, not for me. If I'm there, and so if I go up with someone, I'm standing at the door. I'm holding it open.
I remember when I went to Sydney a little while ago, I went to a bar and I ended up in the cool room with, like, a bunch of people doing illegal substances. I just remember being in around the kegs doing some illegal things. And then one of the workers opening the door to the cool room, and there was, like, five of us in there.
Hello!
Hello! And then she just shut the door and walked off.
Come on in. Come on into the cool room. No, don't fight with the cool room.
Nah. God.
Too scary.
God, no.
Too scary.
Yeah, I agree.
But no, I agree. Get your uncles up. And I'm saying uncles because nine times out of ten, it's your uncles.
Yeah.
And also, don't send out a menu where all the girls are doing something. I want to see some men on those.
We're not a menu family.
Oh,
it's a bring a dish to share.
Well, I think when, because we're so isolated, it's like everyone needs to have something. Otherwise, because it's not like, oh, just pop to the shops.
Yeah, no fair.
Have a great Christmas, everyone. You know what I mean?
Honestly.
Jingle bells, deck the halls.
And rock away.
And rocking around the Christmas tree.
And happy birthday, Jesus.
And
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Happy birthday, Jesus.
And Mary.
Questionable.
Have fun. Hope everyone gets spoiled.
Yeah. Oh, and we're not coming back for a little while.
Oh, yeah. We're having some extended leave.
Yeah. And maybe next year, I might be a bit more prepared.
Nah.
For these chats.
We got a lot on next year, so you take what you can get, guys.
Guys, it's actually going to be a huge year for Nicolette and I. Yeah. So my plate's pretty full, so don't expect much.
Thanks for listening.
But come back.
This year. And
We've loved having you.
Shout out to those listeners.
Quite
a few people told us they are listeners, so... Thanks to those people.
Shout out to you all. We're so grateful.
We're so grateful for your support. Like and subscribe.
And take everything that we have ever said
with a grain of salt.
It's not 100% true. It's just a little bit.
A little bit true. But we'll see you in the new year.
See you next year. Over and out.
Thanks for listening today, guys. If you liked today's episode, make sure you like and subscribe, or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok with the link in the show notes. Over and out.
This podcast was recorded and produced on Wadjuk Noongar land. We pay our respects to elders past and present and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. This land always was and always will be Aboriginal land.